got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
And it's Dream Chess Motherfucking Podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, say greetings, your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast. And your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Dream Chess Motherfucking Podcast.
Where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go. It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
Hopefully it's what it should be. This is your boy N-O-R-E.
What up, is DJ E-F-N.
And this is Drink Champs Yappy Hour.
Make some
hey. And right now, when we talk about, you know, OGs, when we talk about legends, we talk about icons, we talk about a person who put it down for a whole coast, a whole region, whole area, whole national wide and global wide. One of the most historic groups of all times. And now he's transitioning, and I got a belly full of a trail burger vegan style, and people were eating it and saying, are we sure this is vegan? That's how good it was.
Yeah, I thought it was, you gave me meat, bro. Pause. I don't even say pause. And
yo,
pause.
Hey, yo.
But in case you don't know who I'm talking about, we talking about the one, the owner, the honorable, the impeccable, motherfucking Bum.
Hey! It's good to be back with you, brothers, man.
Now, let me ask you something. Every time I come to Houston, you're probably the first person I call, you, Jay, and there's a couple of other people.
You stunned.
What'd you say?
You stunting.
I'm stunting.
Look who you get to call. Look who's on your
phone. Oh, yeah, no, no.
That was humble bragging. He's humble bragging.
Well, I've never heard of Sugarland. Can you describe where we're at right now?
Yeah, you're in a suburb of Houston.
Sugarland is the festival, but we're in Sugarland.
Yeah, you're in the city of Sugarland. Okay, this is a suburb of Houston.
Correct me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. But it's not in Harris County. It's in its own county.
Right.
But, I mean, everybody understands this is Houston.
Like, so we in Houston.
We say we going to Sugarland, but you still in Houston.
Right.
If you're born in Sugarland, you probably say you live in Sugarland, but if somebody asks where you from, you're not going to say you from Sugarland. You're going to say you from Houston.
Okay.
All right.
You know?
This is where the
I hope I'm not disrespecting nobody from Sugarland. If I'm wrong, somebody need to stand up for Sugarland in here. Let me know. All right, sure.
Speak up, Sugarland.
Yeah. Okay, that's a bet.
Sugar people, speak up.
Now, on the real estate market, you look and Texas, Houston, Dallas.
Yes.
One of the, like the most places that people are running to. Is this something that you're seeing personally?
Well yeah, I mean, the cost of living here, right, is exceptional.
Okay.
Right? For people in the entertainment industry, people in athletics, or just people in a higher tax bracket, there's tax incentives to move to Texas. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? The quality of living here is respectable. So you don't have to, put it like this, if you spend $350,000, $400,000 on your house, you're going to see $400,000 worth of house.
Right.
Technically in Houston. Now, if you move to certain areas where it costs a lot more to buy the land that you build on, yeah, but Texas is still a very wide open state in terms of real estate. There's still a lot of uncivilized land here that people are still able to go in, buy acres, build your shit out.
And tax-wise also, it's a better place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, why do you think Drake would come here and just like, I'm going to come buy a house here? A lot of people have houses here. A lot of people in the athletic world live here in the off season.
James Harden?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, this house is crazy.
And Sugar Land too, right?
I don't want to speak on that.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't want to say where that man house at, but
this guy geo-targeted where he
but
lives.
But it's nice, though. It's nice.
Get down the block. No, it's playing.
I mean, technically, James Harden got enough money to buy a big house anyway.
Yes.
But his money definitely goes further in Houston, for sure. Good schools here. You know, it's just like any other city. You know where not to go, you'll be all
right. Right. Now, let's get into Trill Burgers, man.
Yes.
I'm going to be honest with you. You're my friend. I had business in Houston, so one of the first things I did was come see you at the spot.
Yes.
And I don't want to call it hip-hop's number one burger. I want to call it America's number one burger. Mm. Or are we going global? Are we saying the world?
No, this is the best burger in the world, and I can tell you why.
Make noise for the best burger in the world.
But that's not just me saying it, right?
Yes.
So this Trill Burgers is the best burger in America.
Y'all won awards.
It's already been
like
laid
legit
out.
Awards.
Right. But the best burgers in the world always come from America. Mm. So technically, if you got the best burger in America, you have by default the best burger in the world.
And who gave you the award? Good Morning America.
Good Morning America.
God damn, make some noise for white people giving out black people.
That's one for the diaspora. One for the diaspora.
Yeah, I mean, when white people recognize your shit, you know. Let me tell you something. This is when you know the food is good in the hood. When you go there and it's in the hood and there's white people eating in there.
That's true.
That's a fact. Because they risk their life for that jerk chicken, goddammit. They risking their life for that curry soup. And
for that curry soup?
They risking their life for that Trill Burger, goddammit. You know what I mean? So that's
you safe at Trill Burger. Relax, man.
I'm saying I'm just throwing Trill Burger.
But we're not in the hood.
No.
We're hood adjacent.
This guy. Okay.
I would say.
What?
He said you're going in a gang infested.
Hey, man.
War tour, warlords. Hey, so, the best burger I ever had.
If your arms still work good, you could throw a rocket hit the hood.
I know personally. There's so many people who try to buy Trill Burgers, try to franchise
like
you,
buy the brand,
like try to get down, and you're like very adamant about keeping it how it's ran.
Yeah, because I don't think it's time to. I don't think we need anybody for that right now. We don't need that level of cash investment right now. We're good for that. We don't need any help marketing or branding the company. We're good with that. We'll get to that step eventually. Everybody gets to that step where you have to bring in specific partners so you can target bigger demographics and expand the brand out. But for right now, I think we're good enough.
Organic growth is what you're looking for.
Oh, yeah, right? No. And I think we can knock out a couple of locations in Texas alone. I think we can get 6 to 8 doors in Texas open very easily within the system that we already have.
Right. Because I'm not going to lie to you. That's when I knew you have way more integrity than me.
Jesus Christ.
That's
you threw yourself under the bus, right?
Hey, man.
That's a new one.
I would have sold to McDonald's. Trill Burgers would have been Trill Donald's.
He would have put your joints in Happy Meals.
I would have had Trill Burgers and Wendy's. I'd have made collaborations with everybody. You said, fuck that.
Well, this ain't the time. Even if this is something I want to do with the company in the future, this ain't the time. We haven't built up enough value into the company.
Right.
I'd be selling out for a Volkswagen. I'm trying to sell out
You have a long vision.
Bugatti. Yeah, I want Bugatti value. I want big money. You know what I'm saying? Because my thing is, I can get rich with the model that we have now, right? I can make a couple $1 million, but this is, if we do this right, everybody involved with the ownership of this company is in position to attain generational wealth. Mm. And that's really what we want to do with this company, you know? I shouldn't, if I live to be 100, I still shouldn't live long enough to see how far this company grows,
right?
You know?
So let me ask you, because everybody think they could cook, right? You know what I mean? Like, nobody thinks they're a bad cook, right? Everybody like,
I don't know. It's a couple people know they can't cook.
No, I know I can burn cereal. Me personally, I know. I that's me.
But he said burn cereal.
Yeah, but a lot of people that I know, they think they could cook.
Yes.
But they don't go into this culinary arts. What made you go like so hard with this?
So we started a food blog about 10 years ago. Me and my partner Premium Pete started a food blog.
Shout out to Premium Pete.
YouGottaEatThis.com. Because we met over sneakers and we met through other people and through other things, but we bonded over food.
Wow.
And we just love to eat food. Me, because I was a fat dude, and him, he just, I don't know, he got a tapeworm or something, because he just eat. He eat way more food than I eat. And we thought, you know, we start a blog, we go out, we take a couple of pictures, maybe we could get reservations at restaurants or something like that. But it really, but it really expanded into something. Well, we started to go to different companies, you know, people would go and test out different products, and it made us want to actually get into the culinary space, like with businesses. So he activated first with his grandmother's pasta sauce.
Right,
You know what I'm saying, which is amazing, and he's been doing very well with that. And then when I got approached with the opportunity to do these burgers, I had been looking for something, and when these burgers came in my lap, I was like, this is it, this is what I've been waiting for all my life. I haven't felt like anything like this since probably hip hop, getting married, and this is where
you found a different passion.
I got passion. It aligns with purpose. You know what I'm saying? It makes me want to be present in the moment
and make
learn shit.
Brand.
The thing. Like, it wasn't worth compromising what I was doing. If this was just a regular ass burger, I wouldn't even touched it.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what I'm saying? Because I built up 30-plus years of blood, sweat, and tear integrity with this UGK brand and this Trail brand. It's not worth selling out for a couple of $1,000 behind a bitch-ass burger. I knew this burger was the truth. I knew it was the truth. I knew it was different.
Now, but let me ask you this, though. When you found the burger, it wasn't Trill. You made it Trill.
The burger needed me to quantify it being Trill.
Like, you branded it.
Here's the thing. If somebody else would have said, hey, this is Trill Burgers, they would have been like, all right, I get the burger, but what make it Trill?
But they didn't come to you saying, Trill Burger.
No. I came
up
with that.
You labeled it that. Yes.
Because my thing is, I'm going to be associated with this burger. I'm going to be the face of the burger. Let's associate it with something that people already know me for, that already got weight to it. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have done it if this burger was not Trill in my eyes. I wouldn't have put the name on it. It wasn't worth it.
Because you said the burger fell on your lap. In my mind, I pictured you barbecuing one day.
And it fell on his lap?
Just pictured him barbecuing one day and then said, this is it.
You couldn't do this in a backyard. With all due respect to all the chefs and the cooks out there, this is not something that you could have developed in a backyard.
So describe to us. Someone came to you and said,
They pitched the burger to you?
They came to me. They said, we have a burger. We think it's the best burger. We want to partner with somebody in Texas. We think you're the best person to partner with. Wow. I tried the burger. I was like, this is a badass burger. Like, for real. I was like, this it? They were like, we're going to work on it a little bit more. They came back, told me I tried it. Not only was it the best burger I'd ever had by far, but it was one of the best meals I'd ever had. That's why people keep coming back to Trill Burger, because it's so satisfying. And the flavor and the taste and the product has been consistent. So it doesn't matter if you come to Honeyland to get a Trill Burger, if you go to the brick and mortar to get it, if you get it at a festival, at the NRG Stadium during the Texans game, at the Dynamo Stadium, Rock the Bells, wherever you get that burger, it tastes like the burger.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, as you can see, I don't know if we're cursed or something, but it's always a process to get a Trill Burger. Right. You either got to stand in the sun, it's cold outside. Right. As you can see, it's raining out here. People complain about the weight. They complain about the weather, but ain't nobody complaining about the burger.
Goddamn.
But what was the learning curve between them bringing you the burger? You are in the music industry. You're a legendary MC, and now you're transitioning into the food industry. What is that transition? Was it easy? Was it learned? Like, was there bumps in the road? Like,
we're still in progress.
Right.
I'm learning every day.
Right now, thus far.
Technically, yes, it's successful because we don't have to fight to get people in the door.
Right.
Right. But there are many things that I don't know about this industry. There are things that I'm learning every day. You know what I'm saying? And we're trying to streamline the process. We're trying to refine the process. But this thing keeps growing exponentially. There's so many moving parts to this company. And so we're just trying to get the model down packed, right? And then we're trying to replicate the model.
Right.
Once we know we can easily replicate the model, then we can start popping them bitches where we want to put them.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But all these things come with time. You don't want to move too fast and not know anything. It's just like if you're an artist and you come in the game and you go platinum off your first single, you ain't never been nowhere. Now, your promo tour, you going all over the world.
Right.
Because you got one of the biggest records in the world, but you don't know nothing about publishing, mechanical royalties, merch, you know. You
fucking everything up.
You don't know nothing about it, so you can't really take full advantage of the opportunity in front of you. Luckily, I have some great partners that I work with, but even with all the resources and the tutelage and experience that we have, we still make mistakes because nothing like this has ever been done before. There is no blueprint to do what Trill Burgers is doing. We've broken every record. Every music festival we ever been to, we've broken every single day and weekend vendor record anybody's ever had anywhere, even including Coachella. All of these big things, we go and we kill it. You see this line out here. It's ridiculous because it's a real product. I'm not standing at the booth taking pictures. And they know that in the rain, and they still standing out there because the product is real. It's not only an incredible food product, but it got 30 years of trio culture built into it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So there's residual benefits for not just buying the burger, but supporting the brand. And we recognize that as a company, and we appreciate and love y'all and respect y'all for that.
Goddamn, make some noise for that. Now, if anybody ever been to Trill Burgers or ever visited a location where you've been posted at, it's only two kind of types of burgers.
Yes.
It's a beef burger.
Yes.
It's a vegan burger. Can you tell us the breakdown of why you chose those two?
Well, first of all, you know, we want to keep as streamlined a process as possible so we can cook as much food and get it to people as quickly as possible. So the less things you cook, the easier it is to give people what they want. Uh-huh. Right. You know what I'm saying? But then also outside of that, you know, we want to make sure that we're making our food available to as many people as possible. That's why there's a beef burger, and that's also why there's a vegan burger. If all you turkey people...
I love turkey.
For all you turkey people, we hear you. But everybody has to understand, I'm sure most of you people understand how food and kitchens work here. I have to have a separate grill for every protein I cook.
Right.
So I have to. So every beef.
You don't cook the beef on the same.
No, you can't.
Legit about it.
You can't. You defeat the purpose.
Okay.
I mean, you could, but you'd be foul.
I mean, if you cook a vegan burger on a grill,
Boris will do that. Boris will do it.
No, you're violating. You're violating with that. Yeah. So all the beef burgers have to be cooked on their own grills. All vegan burgers have to be cooked on their own grills.
Wow.
So if I wanted to incorporate turkey, I'd have to either take away one of the grills that's already used for something or put another grill in there. And I don't have enough room to put another grill in there. But it's something that we're considering as the brand grows and we start to looking into other locations. Also to go, like we haven't really been able to do DoorDash and all of that because our kitchen is small, it's finite. Mm-hmm. So we know people want the burger. And then, you know, we're still trying to make sure that when we do that, that his burger is packaged in a way that is still refreshing for people when they get the food. Because I don't know what the fuck people Uber drivers be doing, go stop at their gal house or some shit. I don't want nobody eating y'all fries and going through y'all shit.
Right.
You know, so...
It might take a little piece.
You know, it's human. It's human nature. You ever went to get, like, McDonald's or something? They sent you to go get the McDonald's. You don't just stick your hand in the bag for fries.
Right, of course
you do.
Yeah.
Of course you do. That's just human nature, you know?
Okay, now this is a question straight from my friend Shampoo.
Okay.
He wants to know, are you guys going to ever make glizzies?
Which is hot dog.
Can I just say this?
Can I say this
to camera? Which camera am I talking to? Which camera?
Shampoo. It's a shampoo question.
Only somebody named Shampoo would be asking about glizzies. Yeah. Only somebody named Shampoo, if he had one question to ask me, it would be about glizzies.
Let me tell you how crazy...
Don't let Shampoo ask no more questions on your podcast. Yeah.
Tell him to bring conditioner with him, and then we'll talk.
Let me tell you how crazy Shampoo is. I invited him to my crib for a barbecue, right? So I try to cater to his... This is what he likes. He likes glizzies. So I bought turkey glizzies. He was mad at me. He was like, I like Oscar Mayer, Holmes.
Y'all wrong for just bringing glizzies.
Yeah, I mean...
Just tell him to bring Oscar with him next time. And he can have an Oscar glizzy anytime
right.
he want.
Right.
Pause.
So let me ask you, Bun, because... one thing about
Mega
you
pause.
Is you are one of the greatest people I ever met. Not greatest rappers. You're the greatest people I ever met. I see people, not only me and EFN, but people sincerely love you. Yeah. People sincerely fuck with you.
I'm blessed.
Do you think, is that the reason why the Trill Burgers was a success? That you got people in there, and then once they got in there, then the burgers smacked them the other way? And then-
I risked it all for this burger. I put everything about me that everybody knows about me and everybody associates with me into this burger.
Right.
Because I believed in the burger that much. Right. Now, it was all about getting people in the building to try the burger, right? But if people don't like the burger, they're not coming back.
Not coming back.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not trying to hit a one-time lick. I want a sustainable building. You know what I'm saying? I want a sustainable company that can exist in multiple locations and be everything that people want a burger to be. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, no, this is about the burger being the star of the show. Because I can't be there every day. Right. So if people only come in to see me and take a picture, if they walk in and I ain't there, they walk out.
Right.
I don't want people to walk. I want people to walk in for the reason they're supposed to walk in.
Right.
Because the food is good, period.
And let me add to what he's saying. Like, how much of the independent Texas DJ screw mentality that you come from did you apply to the marketing of Trill Burgers?
Well, this was just about, you know, I put this burger on my back, right? And the same way that we went out as artists and had to build this thing, grassroots, word of mouth, that's what we did with this burger. You know what I'm saying? We treated the burger like it was a new album or a new artist. You know what I'm saying? So we went on promos. It cost us a lot of times to get in the building. You know what I'm saying? At festivals, we had to pay fees. Now people invite us to festivals. They waive the fees.
Right.
Because we bring culture with us when we enter the festival. Right. We're a draw. Like people, that, you know, people are already coming to the festival, or maybe people are on the line. Maybe they're on the, I don't know whether or not I want to go. They know Trill Burger is going to be the, I'm going to go because I've been waiting to try this burger. That's or I've amazing. Had the burger. You know what I'm saying? So, no, this is about building something that's sustainable on its own. That way, like I said, ain't nobody stop eating at Wendy's and they've been gone for a while.
Right, right.
You know? Your friend was like, I'm going to eat it later. I was like, nah, you're going to eat it.
First of all, I don't sound like that, motherfucker.
I'm going to eat it later.
He's like, I'm going to eat it later. I don't want my stomach to hurt. I said, nah. It's worth your stomach hurt. Let's go. Let's
and
eat
it's
it
a vegan burger, so it's easy on you.
That's just amazing, by the way.
And what kind of cocaine is in the bun? That bun is addictive, my brother.
It's potato.
No, Bumpy.
It's a potato bun.
You're drunk in that bun, Bumpy. Come on, nobody's listening. Tell me the secret.
It's a potato bun, which by due process turns into sugar, and there's nothing more addictive on the planet than sugar.
Okay.
Also, right. Cocaine.
Yeah, it's cocaine. Well,
yeah. They're running neck and neck.
Yeah. You think
sugar's easier
to get?
Can't
wait to franchise in Miami.
Yes, that was
cocaine.
No.
Oh, Trill Burger. Moving off.
Boris got it. Look at him with the glasses. He got it right now.
We already know you're gonna open more locations eventually in Texas.
Yes.
What will be your ideal location outside of Texas?
Look, I believe Dallas is dying for this burger right now.
Well, that's Texas. What I'm
saying? So expand to the
Oh, you're saying outside of Texas? Oh.
Let's be fair. Texas is like its own country. So
five different time zones. It's like
we're going to do at least 6 to 8 doors in Texas before we even look to move outside of the state.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024. And we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time. We hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun, and I can't wait for you to hear it.
Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I would love to bring this burger to Louisiana. I'd love to bring this burger to Oklahoma. So you know what I'm saying? Right? I want to bring this burger everywhere that people eat food eventually. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But one country at a time.
Right.
You know, I'm trying to be nice. I'm gonna let him live in France until I come and body it and all
Bogota,
that.
Bogota, Colombia.
But I'm excited about the opportunity to bring this burger to New Orleans, to bring this burger to Atlanta, to Detroit, but also cities, you know, like the Louisvilles and the St. Louis's of the world, you know, the Cincinnati's and the Columbus, Ohio's. I think everybody should have an opportunity to have the best burger in the world. You shouldn't just have it because you live in a big city. Fuck all that. I'm not from a big city. So I know what it's like when something like this comes to town. So we want to bring the circus to town for people when we open these Trail Burgers.
I love the confidence.
So what is the next product you're going to add on to the menu?
But we just started Trail Tenders.
Oh, chicken tenders?
Yes, but that's not going to be on the menu because we're going to keep the burger business burger.
Menu?
So it's going to be a separate business. So we just competed about 3 weeks ago in Tenderfest, which is the national chicken tender competition sponsored by Heinz.
Come on.
Sound like R&B conference.
Tenderfest?
Yeah.
Where the fuck names my invite?
You want to go to Tenderfest?
I want to go to Tenderfest.
You look like a Tenderfest
type
dude.
I look like a Tenderfest nigga. Yeah. How you ain't text me?
That's my bad.
Okay. Where's the Tenderfest at?
Tenderfest was in Los Angeles.
For real?
Yes.
Downtown? Don't tell me downtown.
No. It was actually in the middle of Beverly Hills.
They got Beverly Hills chicken tenders?
Yes, they called me and we weren't even in the chicken tender business. So we got invited to participate. So what they do, they ask a lot of well-known chefs and companies to come in and do their version of a chicken tender, right? Wow. Take a product that's very, you know, very low-fi, very easy to access and try to make something high profile out of it. So we competed against three other chefs and restaurants in L.A. and we won.
Wow. Make some noise for that.
So technically, Heinz says we have the best new chicken tender in America.
So hold on. This will be in Trail Burgers?
No, this will be its own separate business.
Trail Tenders?
Yes. And it's a beast. And the reason it's a beast is because it's the freshest tender. Like, we're not compromising on quality with Trail Burger. That's the thing. You know, you're going to get a quality product. You're going to get
an
ample serving.
That's why you're
stepping in the business. Yeah, absolutely. Right. No, it doesn't make sense to consolidate that because I believe it's its own brand that can stand on its own two feet.
Own attention.
Yes, and it's a lot easier to operate, quite frankly, than a burger business. You know what I'm saying? So I don't need as much staff. I don't need as much prep for it. It's very easy to open that door. The food truck's coming very soon because the truck is very easy to do with tenders. Like that line out there, we could never do that kind of a line with a food truck. You just can't get the typical amount of equipment. We're about to put into and get a mobile kitchen. You can't even call it a food truck, the size of it, what we're about to do. We're about to do some great things with this company, man. We're really excited about the opportunity to present this burger to as many people as possible. And that's been the thing that's really been holding us back is not having a truck, because the truck's very easy to put into a space and activate. But when you got to rent the grills and all of that, sometimes it gets complicated. Okay. You know, zoning and different things come into play. So I think as the time goes on, next year, 2024, we'll really be able to attack because we'll be in multiple places and multiple cities at the same time.
I'm a big dipper. What kind of dipping sauce is on the chicken tenders?
So we have a sweet pink sauce. We have two sauces for the chicken tenders.
We have a sweet pink sauce. Sweet pink?
Yes.
Sounds dangerous.
Yes, it is. We have a sweet pink sauce, and then we have a spicy soy-based sauce. So we give you two sauces so you have an option. I personally like
saucy.
I like to mix a little bit of both. I like to dip it in the pink sauce and top it with the soy. But that's up to y'all. But we make sure that there's enough flavor. See, that's the thing about Trail Burger, right? I realize that most burgers are popular not because of the patty, but because of what they put on a burger. Mm-hmm. Very few people buy a burger for the patty. They buy it for the condiments. But so if you took just the patty off of most burgers, you wouldn't even want to eat it the way it looked. I argue that Trail Burger, the best part of the burger is the patty. You could take everything off of a Trail Burger and you would still want to eat
that
patty. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we feel with the chicken tender. Even if there is no patented sauce or anything to dip in, or even if you don't have any ketchup, you should still have a moist chicken tender with a crispy crust on the outside with flavor in every bite.
Okay, so let's just rip the Band-Aid off of the thing. Is this chicken tender spot also gonna have straight up fried chicken?
Not yet.
Mama's fried chicken?
No, look.
Not my mama biscuit.
I'm not trying to complicate the market, right? if we want to do fried chicken and we got to do different things with sides,
you want to simplify
biscuits and all of that type, that's not the model that I'm trying to do. My model is probably closer to a Cane's or a Chick-fil-A. You know what I'm saying? You stay in your lane. If you find one thing you could do, you do it well, you replicate it, and you can do it like that. You know, I don't have to make a million things to make $1 million. If I do one thing well, I can find a million people to buy it.
So, Bun, wow. you obviously found. Yeah, yeah, clap for that, clap for that. You obviously found this passion, right?
Yes.
How does it match your passion for hip-hop and the music side?
When I found hip-hop, I fell in love with hip-hop. I wanted to hear all the new records. I wanted to see who all the new artists was. I wanted to read the magazines. It's the same thing with food. I want to learn more about the business. I want to read more. I talk to different people. I had people that have proximity to the industry, but because I wasn't in that space, I couldn't really talk to them about that stuff. Now that I'm in the food space, friends of mine that are in restaurants, like, we both know Big Teach, right?
Hey,
we were both very supportive in helping Teach, you know, help get his brand out there. Now Teach gets to bring that to me and help Teach
and you help Teach so much.
Absolutely. So all these relationships that I already had, I just try to make relationships with a lot of good people everywhere. It doesn't really matter what they do. Just because they can't benefit me today don't mean they can't benefit me tomorrow. So I don't try to burn any bridges that I build with people because you never know when you need to cross it. You know what I'm saying? So it's been beautiful to have people that I've sold into that have been successful sold back into me. And it's not just food people either. People like Drake and people like Khaled, they come over, they know they have energy that can help activate my brand and help put me on that next level. And so they bring that to me. Most people would be trying to bother Drake for a verse.
Right.
I don't need no verse. Help me get these burgers off. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Do you feel the evolution of hip-hop? We're celebrating hip-hop 50 right now. And do you feel the evolution of hip-hop to where it's at right now makes it a perfect time and place for you to launch a business like this? Is it helpful that we're evolved this way in hip-hop right now?
Yeah, I think if an artist wants to be involved in the business side of the music industry, this is a perfect time. I think most artists have to have some type of business acumen in order to be successful. But there isn't anything that you can't learn from being successful in the entertainment industry that won't transition into other things. Right. This is business. Right. The way you communicate with people, knowing who to talk to, who to look for when you walk in the room, all of those things transition into any factor of life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I just found my path through this burger. But I tell everybody, find your burger. Find something that you love to do and figure out what it is that you already know, all the resources you've already taken in, the experience you got and the people and the relationships you've built, and see how that shit can help you. You know what I'm saying? Because you may have a friend that could never help you in any other aspect of your life until now.
Right.
And now that becomes your closest friend.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. Now your staff all catch COVID tomorrow, right? They can't come
hypothetically.
In. Hypothetically.
Right.
Can you open up the spot yourself? Can you make the burger yourself?
Technically, yeah, but if our whole staff got COVID, probably 80%, 90% of the city got COVID. So we probably ain't open no way.
I fucked up.
That was a terrible
analogy. All right, I don't know. Could you technically make a trail burger?
Yourself? I'm going to make a burger in about an hour.
For real?
Yeah, I'm going to make a burger on the grill. No, there's no part of this burger, there's no part of this company that I can't add myself to. If anybody that came to any of the early pop-ups probably saw me cooking back in the day. You would see me sometimes somebody couldn't show up. I would have to go in the line. Mm. I would have to go work the fries. I would have to prep the burgers or wrap the burgers or something. But I can build a drill burger, no question. It doesn't make sense for me to be out there and doing that when it's such an easy thing to learn. And it's something that I'm asking people to do every day. Mm. I wouldn't ask people to do something that I wouldn't do myself. Mm. So, because this is a hard job to do, standing over that grill. Right. This is a brutal job. Imagine doing it outside in Houston on a 100-degree summer day. So when my staff is outside sweating, I'm outside sweating with them. You know what I'm saying? If they got to put work in, if they need me, I'm there. People see it all the time. Right. I'm always ready to turn up.
Now, what's that Kool-Aid you sell? Straight up.
Yeah, the Cool Cup juice.
Yeah.
Cool Cup juice. The watermelon lemonade.
You cannot go to sleep off of that.
But no. My wife told me, she said, you might be putting a little bit too much syrup in your lemonade.
Right.
Syrup, not scissor.
Yeah, no, syrup.
Yeah. You can't go to sleep off of that. That is, you don't need no coffee, none of that.
No, but shout out to Exotic Pop, man, for giving, you know, young artists, young black people, and a revenue stream, particularly the families of those that we've lost. They've been able to create these sodas for many of Houston artists that have passed away. And by selling these sodas and giving the proceeds to the family, not a portion of the proceeds. He gives the proceeds to the family. That's, you know what I'm saying? It's a way that we can continue to honor their memory and sow into their families. And so what we've been doing at Trillburger is that when it's somebody's anniversary of their passing, if they have an exotic pop soda, we do a special combo with the burger and the soda to raise money for the family on that day.
We got to go to Trill Burgers and do an episode. We want him to come to Miami to do an episode, but half of that episode, we should go to Trill Burgers.
Yeah, we should do a dual, like you're in Miami, and then the second part of that, and we're at Trill Burgers.
Yeah, because, man,
I love it.
I can't tell you, man, how this couldn't happen to a better person, man. You know what I mean? You're a genuine guy. You're an honorable guy.
Let's give him the flowers, man.
Yeah, man. Our show is about giving people flowers, and we got to give you flowers. Come on, Paul. You drunk motherfucker.
Oh, hold up.
Stop yelling shit out, Paul.
Hey, you.
Let's go.
Hey, this is beautiful.
Yes.
This is beautiful. Yeah.
Yes.
I got to do this for somebody. We got to put this we got to put some burgers in a box like this, baby, and honor people. This is beautiful what y'all have done for the culture, man. That's why you've been rewarded in the way that you've been rewarded. I've seen this from day one. This was not a money grab. We didn't know if no sponsors or nothing was coming out. Right. Y'all was just trying to get drunk with your friends and talk shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And some of the best nights of my life has been me and Nori drunk. There's stories we can never tell. You know what I'm saying? Hanging out at Left Right.
But let me ask you something. Hold on, let me ask you something. If Pimp C was alive,
yes,
what would his meal be at Trill Burgers?
He would probably want it all the way because he ate onions and pickles, so he would have ate this all the way. Right. But I think that's the only person that would have ate more Trill Burgers than my wife, because my wife technically is eating more Trill Burgers than anybody else. Like, she loves the burger. Right. You know what I'm saying?
The burgers. I mean, I had the veggie. It's amazing, man.
But if you could have a Trill Burger anytime you wanted, wouldn't you?
Right, of course.
I try to get mad about it, but I can't. You know what I'm saying?
You think Pip would have tried the vegan burger?
Oh, yeah, no, definitely.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Absolutely. I think he would have tried everything we sold, and he would have told me his honest opinion.
Right.
So he would have been the one that I would have been like, after I tried it, I would have probably asked him to try it and see if he felt like I felt.
Let me ask you a hip-hop question. So many people respect you, old, new, in between, whatever. Do you ever get shocked at how many people, you know, pay homage to you?
I do. I was just at this event in Los Angeles that CBS put on with the Recording Academy to celebrate hip-hop's 50th anniversary.
The one that everybody was at?
Yeah.
You were there?
Yeah.
That looked amazing.
And Chuck D came over to me, and I mean, the outpouring of love and admiration that Chuck D continuously shows me blows my mind.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Because records like My Uzi Weighs a Ton was the type of shit that made me like, yo, they talking different with this.
Yeah, man.
This is just a whole different way of talking.
Yeah.
You know? And when I realized that you didn't have to be from a certain place to do it and be a part of it, that I was sold. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, to see a Chuck D and a Flavor Flav, like, Flavor had walked past me and didn't realize it was me and came back, like, double back. You know, he ain't got that to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so when the OGs, my OGs, show love like that, it's only right that I be as gracious, if not more gracious. You know what I'm saying? Because the people that opened the doors for me, like, and I had to fight to get there, but there were people, there were people with their foot in the door holding it open for me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they appreciate the way that I came in and the way I represented in the culture. And it's so fulfilling because before there was any money, before there was any cars and mansions and all of that, you wanted rappers that was nice to say you was nice.
Right.
And I've been able to say that pretty much everybody I looked up to as an artist looks at me as a real rapper. Like, not just a dude making songs. Like, I'm really out here doing my thing. And that's an amazing thing to carry.
And to double down what he just asked, and this is a question that Nori usually asks the guests.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower.
lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you on our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun, and I can't wait for you to hear it.
Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you ever think hip-hop would take it this far to the point where you've expanded your brand further than hip-hop? And it's still hip-hop, but you've gone in other realms outside of the music side of hip-hop.
Not at all, and I'll tell you why. Because I've been here long enough to remember when hip-hop almost just off the general principle rejected sponsorship.
Right, yep.
Right, because we were very concerned about corporations coming in,
infiltrating,
and really taking advantage of the culture, you know, manipulating the culture and the people within. We didn't really know whether or not that was going to be a bad thing. So when Hammer had a cartoon and Kid and Play had a cartoon, and people were doing Pepsi and KFC commercials,
the Mountain Dew, Wu-Tang had the Mountain Dew job.
The big, you know, it wasn't until the Sprite campaign.
Yes,
right. Sprite, it wasn't until that Sprite campaign when they started.
Biggie had St. Ives too.
Yes,
I mean, they were the ones breaking the ground. Wu-Tang, Biggie, Ice Cube, all those guys are slowly breaking that down.
But they realized that they were allowing us to define ourselves and dictate. At first they tried to manipulate it and present it in their way, but it started to come off as parody, and people that fuck with the culture didn't fuck with the product. So it wasn't until they started bringing authentic voices from the culture into the space to allow them to tell the story. Perfect example is Russell Simmons and Rush Communications, the Coca-Cola campaign. I don't know if y'all know, but y'all know the Coca-Cola bear. When y'all see the polar bear wintertime, Russell Simmons company came up with that campaign for
That's
Coca-Cola.
Crazy.
Transform the brand. You know what I'm saying? But if there isn't a product on the planet right now that doesn't sell,
doesn't sell itself
through hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like this music, there's themes, there's breakdancing, all that shit. It sells everything on the planet. Movies, there's no movie trailer.
It's so hip-hop, we don't even know it anymore. That's how hip-hop everything
is. We don't even pick up on it.
That's what I'm saying. It's so hip-hop.
I'll look up, I'll just be doing something, and then, no one man should have all this power. Oh, what movie is this?
Right.
It seems like they do the same songs over and over, selling it, you know what I'm saying? Because we tell these stories of triumph so well. We tell these stories of pain and grief and transition through those things and obstacles, which is what most movies are about. You have a conflict, you resolve the conflict. That, who does that better than black people, you know? Who deals with that? Who navigates the nuances of that better than black people?
Right. So let me ask you, right? If Pimp C could come back for one day.
Oh, Jesus, Nori.
And you guys could do a versus.
I don't know if
that
I
that was
would...
a tough question. Look at y'all. Y'all like that one. Everybody like, woo!
I don't know if there's anybody else besides Ball and G for us to go up against. And
A-Ball,
I don't
MJG?
I don't, and I don't think Pimp.
You said A-Ball and MJG?
Let me tell you something. Pimp's presence is very real in a room. You've ever been in a room where UGK record has been played and Pimp C verse come on, the spirit of Pimp C is in that room. The energy shifts when you hear that shit. So just that, the spirit, the idea, the notion, right? Because when you hear the music, you imagine what if he was in this room right now in this space. The thought, the idea of him occupying space with you in modern time, in real time, it's just so, it's so hard to grasp. It's just... your mind would explode if you saw Pimp C in modern times. So just the idea of him physically being here, I don't even know what UGK would look like right now, right? There'd be different albums at this point. So by the time we got the verses, it might not be nobody that could have held this shit. I'm just saying.
Right. Is there, you know, because everyone knows. All of us is pretty much unique individuals.
Yes.
Is there any new artist that you look at that reminds you a little bit, like, similar to Pimp? Or no one, never?
There is no one man, I think, that can replicate it, right? You see some dudes with the personality.
Like
some
elements of Pimp.
Yeah, I see that in most people. Megan Thee Stallion embodies a lot of what Pimp represented. I think that's why it was so jarring for people to see it coming from a woman, you know what I'm saying? But she's not saying nothing that Pimp wasn't saying. It just came from a female perspective. But I think Club God, B King, I think he carries a lot of, I think he's talking about a lot of the crazy, nasty shit that Pimp will be talking about, you know? I think there's a lot of people that carry his beliefs, like Crit has, you know, Crit carries this passion of making Southern musical production looked at a very high level.
Right.
Killer Mike has the care and concern for his community and his people that Pimp had. You know what I'm saying? There's so many different things, but I don't think no one person could encompass everything that Chad encompassed. That's why he was so special to people.
And if anything, they're all carrying the torch that is Pimp C.
Yeah, I think we all do in a sense. I think, you know, I think many of us have to carry that torch because, you know, we can't just sit by and watch fuck shit. You know? Right. Somebody got to say something.
Yep.
Well, Bun, man, congratulations, man. Thank you for coming to see us.
Thank you.
In your hometown. Hey! It's our first time.
I don't want to leave sober. I got to.
Yeah. Take a shot.
This is drink champ.
Taking a shot.
Yeah, take a shot.
This is drink champ.
Take a shot.
And I feel like I'm cheating if I leave sober.
And by the way, I want to show love to EFN, who just got the key to the county.
Dade County. Got the key to Dade County.
So that means Miami and all surrounding areas.
That's right.
Yes.
Like the Sugar Land, if you would have got the key.
That's right. Yes.
And also Sonny D.
Sonny D's birthday. Hey.
My cousin Daryl's wife's birthday, I believe.
And no more shampoo questions.
And no more shampoo questions. Thank you so much, man.
Cheers. Man.
Make some noise.
Cheers to y'all, everybody. Thank y'all for having me at Honeyland today.
Drink Champs is a Drink Champs LLC production in association with Interval Presents. Hosts and executive producers, NORE and DJ EFN. From Interval Presents, executive producers Alan Coy and Jake Kleinberg. Listen to Drink Champs on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Drink Champs, hosted by yours truly, DJ EFN and NORE. Please make sure to follow us on all our socials. That's at Drink Champs across all platforms. At The Real Noriega on IG, at Noriega on Twitter. Mine is at Who's Crazy on IG, at DJ EFN on Twitter. And most importantly, stay up to date with the latest releases, news, and merch by going to drinkchamps.com.
my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.